Day 36. A friend asked me yesterday how I was doing. Before I could respond, I'm objectively slow at writing out texts as compared to most. She shared with me that she felt like she was normalizing. Those were her words. Then my brain did what it's sometimes apt to do. It shifted immediately. I was cycling through my thoughts in order to properly articulate how I was doing, and then blammo, I was suddenly tossed straight out of my head. In keeping to our customary honesty, my first thought was, how the fuck is that possible? My second thought, wait for it, was, how can I do that too? Have you guessed my third thought yet? Well, it was, there's no way I can do that. I am so jealous. Good old green-eyed monster. What a loyal little bitch. We're in the middle of a pandemic, a time of actual crisis, and I've found a reason to get that annoying itch of envy. It sucks. Like, really sucks. But alas, I'm human, and we humans tend to have emotions. Why was I jealous of someone getting themselves back to status quo? Did I or do I crave an adjustment to this new fucked up world we're living in? Or am I just marveling at someone's ability to seemingly control their emotions right now? Perhaps I'd like the ability to control something, anything. It could be all of these things and also none of these things. I'm really not even sure. And I'm letting myself have that. I'm not going to do the deep dive that I normally would in these situations. I'm just going to let myself feel a little bit of a creepy feeling. Why? Well, because I need to. Because in some really fucked up way, this is the closest to normal I'm getting right now. This is my normalizing, I guess. Letting myself feel what I'm feeling without measuring it against the grief I feel about the state of the world right now. I'm not throwing out a disclaimer. I'm not throwing out a comparison. I'm not going to talk about what other people are going through. We all know how I feel about that and them. We all know how you feel about it too. We get it. I get it. I just want to feel pissy and a little bit jealous right now. I want to feel bent out of shape the way I do when I meet a girl who has that perfect, long, glossy, shiny hair that hangs just right. No frizz. Must be nice. I want to feel irked the way I do when a friend who never, ever works out just slides into a pair of size 2 jeans. I want to feel the punchy way I do when someone can layer clothing perfectly. Can you do that? Fuck, man, I wish I could. It always looks very like Ralph Lauren on certain people. Easy breezy. And on me, I just look like I'm trying to escape from a fire with most of my clothing on in order to save it. Like, oh shit, yeah, you wanted to save the blazer, the sweater, the blouse, the polo. We're confused, but we get it. It's not preppy and cute on me, it's just like bulky and awkward. So yeah, I want to take all of that yuck and just let it fester, do its thing. You want to know why? Because if I allow myself to do that, to feel that, to experience that, I have a possibility of letting it go tomorrow. Or maybe tomorrow sucks shit a little, but then I get to do it the next day. If I let myself feel the yucky, then I can move through it. I've talked about this like 10 times, but it's so important that I'm not mad about bringing it up again. I didn't run out of an original idea. I just think that this is the thing that's plaguing us. I was talking to some good friends today, and one admitted to having like a little bit of a breakdown. She said it comes and goes, floats in sometimes unexpectedly. She tailed her statement with a, I shouldn't even be saying anything right now because there are so many people who have it so much worse. Right. They do. They always do. For nearly every situation you encounter, no matter how tragic, maddening, ruinous, and irreversible, there is likely one other human on this planet who has had or does have it worse. That's just the way of the world. And yes, right now, if you're healthy and your loved ones are healthy and you're employed, even part-time, there are many people who have it worse off than you. That is a fact. But here's the thing. That doesn't take away your ability to feel pissed off or scared or upside down. Not even a little. It should enable you not to dwell. It should push you to work through what you're feeling and get to the other side of it all. It should help you get to better faster. But it does not need to prevent you from feeling what you're truly feeling. It does not need to spark guilt. Let's talk this through for a hot minute. If you repress what you're feeling because someone out in the world has it worse than you do, you will likely never, ever be permitted to express any feelings ever. Remember my statement about people? If you never, ever express your feelings, you will likely have a meltdown of some sort. That's kind of just what happens. Well, that, or you'll slowly disconnect from healthy and normal relationships because you'll lose all ability to relate. Also, you not feeling your feelings does not do anything for those who are suffering in the world. It doesn't make sick people well, give jobs to the unemployed, or food to the hungry. It doesn't ease the exhaustion of a frontline worker or create a higher pay scenario, like, I don't know, working wage for an essential worker. My feelings about my friend's ability to reach okay status might be cool. Like, okay, she's normalizing and I feel annoyed. Those feelings also might be off the chart insane. They may not even be what I think they are, but it doesn't matter. Tonight, I'm just going to be a little cranky. And then tomorrow, hopefully I'll adjust. That's the best I can do, and really, it's the most I could ask of you. One day at a time, one feeling at a time, existing with compassion, but a serious case of being human. I'll talk to you tomorrow, or Monday. Happy weekend, I think.